It's a masterpiece of engineering. A work of art that flies down the road at 253 miles an hour. Part airplane, part automobile. A rare combination of sculpture and speed. It's the Bugatti Veyron, and it's unlike any car ever made. The Veyron wears the initials Ettore Bugatti, the father of the Italian family that built extremely unusual high-performance cars from 1909 to 1947. Before the lockout ended, it was an unusual off-season around the NFL. Veterans were trying to stay in shape, while rookies tried to find their way. As a redshirt freshman, Ryan Williams set a Virginia Tech single-season record with 1,655 rushing yards. He also totaled an ACC record 22 touchdowns. After his sophomore season, Williams entered the NFL draft, hoping to be the next Walter Payton.
Tonight, pull him away for a touchdown.
The regional rivalry between the Jets and Giants makes this annual preseason matchup the league's most intense. Up next, anxiety builds as day two of the draft begins. They are widely hailed as the most important archaeological find of modern times. They are some of the founding documents of our civilization. Discovered more than 60 years ago, mystery still shrouds, writing the Dead Sea Scrolls. The biggest controversy surrounds who wrote the scrolls. Cargill is passionate about the mystery and determined to find the answer. 60 years ago, the man who leads the study of the scrolls claims they're all written by an obscure Jewish sect, the Essenes, who lived at a place on the Dead Sea called Qumran. But now, some critics are challenging that theory. The Hell's Angels, an American original.
They very quickly became one of the most recognizable American symbols in the world.
But behind the symbol lies a violent criminal gang involved in extortion, prostitution, and drug dealing. Bellingham, Washington, May 2004. Detective Al Jensen is in the middle of building a federal case against George Weggers, the president of the Bandidos. He's determined to prove that Weggers is the boss of a nationwide crime syndicate. George Weggers was released in 2006. He now spends his time riding and hanging out with his girlfriend and brother Bandidos. He's no longer the national president, but he'll always be an outlaw biker. From the dawn of time, no rivalry has been greater. No competition has been fiercer. No struggle has been more adorable. That's right. For the first time ever, it's the ultimate clash of the cute. Puppies versus babies. Few tornadoes surpass May 2007's EF5 onslaught on Greensburg, Kansas, the most devastating tornado to hit the Midwest in nearly a decade. It travels by night, ripping a path of destruction 1.7 miles wide and 22 miles long.
Oh my God!
I first mistook the maneuver for retreat, but was undeceived by the heavy fire, which they began at once to pour upon us from their cover in the cut. The whole field behind is streaming with men, plunging in agony, sinking to death on the ground. Men were being shot by the 20s and 30s. But the boys crowded in right and left towards the colors and went forward. Corporal Eggleston sprang forward to seize it and was shot and mortally wounded. Private Anderson, furious at the killing of his brave young comrade, with a terrific blow split the skull of the rebel who had shot young Eggleston. Into this deadly melee came Corporal Francis A. Waller, who seized and held the rebel battle flag. We could plainly see that our troops were giving ground. Thousands were streaming to the rear. What a solemn birthday. My little band, now only 200 men, have all been out burying the bloody corpses of friend and foe. No fighting today.